Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, Metro Atlanta's most beautiful and effective advertising for your small business. We offer the kind of exposure and recognition that many thought was only available for America's high-profile celebrities. Our mission is simple: to unite women business owners for their mutual benefit. And along the way, generate a new level of excitement for their business by giving them mega recognition, unrivaled respect, fantastic opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger personal brand in Metro Atlanta and beyond. We're honored to lead the way in shining the spotlight on women business owners. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to save the date. On Saturday, August 17th, 2019, we'll be hosting our Women Working Together Business Expo at the incredible Riverside Epicenter. So stay tuned for more information or give us a call at 770-460-5995, and vendor space is available. In today's segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Priscilla Hubbard about Atlanta Medical Association. Our guest today is a native of Halifax, Virginia. However, she's been living in Atlanta for over 25 years. Dr. Hubbard attended Virginia State University in Petersburg and completed her doctorate in business administration from North Central University in the beautiful city of San Diego, California. For the past 9 years, she has been the executive director of Atlanta Medical Association. She is also the president and CEO of YCS Consulting. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark in Metro Atlanta and beyond, Dr. Priscilla Hubbard. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug. I appreciate that. I'm like, who are you speaking about? It surely cannot be me. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. I really do appreciate that.
Well, my pleasure. You doing okay today?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
All right. Well, we know you're extremely busy, Dr. Hubbard, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay?
That is fantastic.
All right. Well, when was Atlanta Medical Association organized?
It was established back in 1890 here in Atlanta, and it was established because a lot of physicians here were not able to practice medicine in the actual hospitals. If you may or may not know, Grady Hospital used to be segmented, whereas one side it was for African Americans and the other side is for white. So at that time, our organization decided that we need to actually form an organization that we can be able to come forth to be able to serve our people. From that form, they actually formed the Atlanta Medical Association. Then they also had a hospital called Southwest Medical Center right off of Fairburn, and that's where they were able to actually go forth and move and to be able to do the things they need to do for the African Americans here in Atlanta. And since then, we have moved forward, getting ready to celebrate 130 years. Of being organized, and through our organization, actually the National Medical Association, which is the actual parent of our organization, was actually formed, as well as Georgia State Medical Association. So I'm very excited to be a part of this prestigious organization.
Wow. So this organization was pretty much founded 25 years after the 13th Amendment was signed.
Well, it started with one of our doctors. He started actually in a horse and buggy going out and doing medical services to our people here in Atlanta. And then from there, it formed over to, like I stated earlier, into where we are today. That's how it all got started, because it was, as you know, back during that time, it was segmented. So we had to do something to take care of our own. And again, I say that's why the Atlanta Medical Association is the oldest African-American organization here in Atlanta.
Well, let me ask you this question. How did you become associated with Atlanta Medical Association?
It's funny that you asked that. It's an actual story, and it's only to I can give God the glory, because at the time I was out of work for about 2 years, and a good friend of mine was the president of the organization at that particular time, and I was in my car on my way home one evening doing a board meeting. They called me, and they asked if I was still available, and I said yes. They wanted to know whether or not if I was interested in this position. I said, sure, where do I send my resume? I said, well, at this time, we're in a board meeting. We wanted to know whether or not if you would have some time, we can talk with you. I said, sure. And as we had a conversation, I said, where can I send my resume? He said, well, hold on, no problem. I said, well, how soon are you planning to make a decision? He said, what time is it? I said, it's about 8:15 p.m. He said, well, you're hired. And I was actually hired in my car at 8:15 p.m. And I've been with them going on that over 9 years, going on 10 years now.
That's a great story. I knew I was impressed with you for some reason. So he was impressed with you too. So, okay.
Yeah, I'm
You have
excited.
A history of people being impressed with you, I see.
Well, I give God all the glory, because it was not for him, I wouldn't be where I am today to not only be the executive director of the Atlanta Medical Association, but I'm also the executive director for the Heritage Fund of our organization, with us the philanthropic arm of our organization, where we raise scholarship funds for medical students at minority schools, for students at the prestigious Morehouse School of Medicine, Howard University College of Medicine, and Meharry College of Medicine.
Let me ask you this question. What is the mission of Atlanta Medical Association?
Well, our actual mission of the Atlanta Medical Association is to serve in the underserved communities. We also want to be an actual resource to optimize the health of our patients and members through political, educational, and social activities that we do here in the community, because we always want to keep our patients well abreast of things that are going to affect them in their overall livelihood of making sure they stay healthy.
And what is your association membership comprised of? Break that down for us, please.
Well, we are comprised of physicians here in the metro Atlanta area. We also have pharmacists. We have PAs. We have nurse practitioners. We also have residents, as well as we have medical students that is a part of our organization.
So what exciting things in the community are happening that the Atlanta Medical Association is involved in?
During Easter, we did the Hosea Feed the Hungry, which we actually partnered with them on various occasions. Not only during the Easter, we also partner with them during Thanksgiving and Christmas. We also have also partnered with While We Can't Wait Mentoring Breakfast, where medical students or those students anticipated to come in to look to be medical physicians, is an opportunity for them to actually meet up with their mentors, especially physicians, to assist them on their path to being medical doctors. Then we also have a partnering program that we actually partner with Emory, as well as helping with their medical students, because this is the first year they've ever actually entered in 38 African-American students to their medical school. So we are very, very excited about that. And then we ourselves have a shadowing program, and where we actually have students that come in and they shadow doctors to see how they work during the daytime, so they can see exactly what particular specialty in which they would like to go into. And then also, we were very excited this past holiday season to partner with Bentley Atlanta, where we were able to actually get toys for children, which is one of our other partners at Hugh Spaulding Children's Hospital. But as you know, Spark Plug, during the Christmas holiday, sometimes our children may be in the hospital, and parents are really not thinking that much about getting toys. They're thinking about the health and the well-being of their children. So we take some of that stress off of them by allowing them the opportunity to just collect toys from our physicians and our actual partners and be able to give those toys to Hugh Spaulding so they can be able to give them to the children so they can have a wonderful Christmas time too as well.
Well, with everything you're doing, let's see if we can get you some help. How can someone get involved or become a member of Atlanta Medical Association?
Well, if you're interested and you want to become involved with us or become a member of this prestigious organization, you can actually go to our website. It's www.atlantamedicalassociation.org, or you can give me a call at our office at 404-586-0385. And we'd be more than happy to welcome you and become a part of this organization and be a part of the wonderful things we're doing here in the community.
Now, you have your 130th anniversary coming up. What do you have playing special for that?
Well, we're getting ready. Actually, our National Medical Association, which is the NMA, will be here next year in 2020. So we're actually planning some wonderful things with them here in the Atlanta area. We're also going to be partnering with the St. Jude Hospital, Children's Hospital, so we're excited about that partnership. And we're also going to be partnering along with doing some events with the Emory Hospital. So we're going to be doing that, as well as spending a day at Hugh Spaulding Children's Hospital, which is going to be an AMA day. So during that time period, during next year, we got all those wonderful things are going to be happening next year for us.
130 years. That's just amazing to me. I want to congratulate you for your service to the organization, for the mission of the organization, and for you having the passion to keep it going for many more years to come.
Well, thank you so very much. It is a wonderful organization, and I'm very proud to be their executive director.
Well, Dr. Hubbard, do you have any final thoughts regarding Atlanta Medical Association that you'd like to leave with our listening audience today?
I would like to say for all the physicians and nurse practitioners, any medical students, any interns or residents, if you want to be a part of this wonderful organization, be a part of what we're doing here in the community of serving and giving back to those in underserved communities, please, by all means, come be a part of this organization, an organization that will be for not only just our patients, for the actual people in the community, but we will be here for you so you can be able to move forward in your career as a physician.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, tell us your thoughts about Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
It's a wonderful magazine. I'm very excited about being a part of this magazine. Look forward to a continued collaboration and partnership with this magazine and what we at Atlanta Medical Association and the Heritage Fund can do to continue the success of this magazine.
You're all about partnerships.
Yes, it's important.
And that's a beautiful thing.
That's important. As you know, in this business, you have to build great partnerships to be most successful in what you're doing. And then you have to have a passion about what you're doing so others can see what you're doing and want to become a part of who you are and where you're going.
And where did this win-win attitude come from?
It came from going through a lot of things that I have gone through personally, not just being a victim, but being a survivor and overcoming obstacles of life, because sometimes you might have to go through some things to get to where God has in plan for you in your life. Anything worth sacrificing is worth all those things moving forward to succeed in life.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, if you want to connect with me, you can actually call at 678-488-0795. I'll be more than happy to have a conversation with you. I am a motivational speaker, moving forward, helping women and those to persevere beyond obstacles to be a success to where they need to be. And I will be more than happy to have a more in-depth conversation with you and see how we can do whatever we can to soar together.
All right. And how can people connect with your organization?
And again, I say you can connect with the Atlanta Medical Association at www.atlantamedicalassociation.org, or you can give us a call at 404-586-0385.
All right. Well, Dr. Priscilla Hubbard, Executive Director of Atlanta Medical Association, thank you so much for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug. I really do appreciate you.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners and professionals like Dr. Priscilla Hubbard. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you lead or linger behind, whether you try for a goal that is far, or be content to stay where you are, take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.